Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 29 on September 29th, 2018. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on ADT, Delta Airlines, and Gilead Sciences, and we discuss three new trades on Applied Materials, AT&T, and ExxonMobil. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. Again, that's eric@theweeklyoption.com. And I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading so that you can follow along on the show. And you can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them or visit our YouTube channel for theweeklyoption.com. Now, the market finished the week a bit lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 285 points, ending the week at 26,458 points. The S&P 500 dropped 15 points, closing on Friday at 2,913 points. Actually, it was closer to 2,914 points. This is going to be a slow earnings week this upcoming week, with only 22 publicly traded companies announcing corporate earnings. On Tuesday, we'll hear from PepsiCo, and on Thursday, we'll hear from both Costco and Constellation Brands, the premium beer and wine producer. They'll both announce their quarterly results. Now, let's dive into the trades from last week. So, on last week's show, I mentioned that a couple of the trades were definitely forced, and I was only really using them for the show and wasn't likely to actually execute the trades myself. So, with that being the caveat, let's dive in. So, we'll start with the covered call. We looked at ADT. The stock was trading for $9.37 when we looked at this, and we looked at selling the October 10 call, collecting 25 cents. And really going for a 9.39% return in 4 weeks, because this is an October trade. October 19th is the expiration date. Now, ADT stock increased 2 cents this week, so it barely moved. And the October 10 call that we sold actually fell 5 cents if we were to exit today. So given that the trade is still moving in the direction we want, with stock going higher in price and the option becoming less valuable over time, it's a good idea to just stay in this one if you did execute it. Even if the stock stays below $10 per share, the price for the call gets exercised, we still want to keep the full premium amount that we received from selling this call, which was 25 cents. Now, our second trade, the credit spread on Delta Airlines, worked out a little differently. So Delta Airlines, symbol DAL, David Apple Larry, at the time, the stock was trading for $59.61, and we looked at a weekly, one of these weekly options. So we looked at the group of options that expire on October 12th. So this was ultimately a three-week trade. We looked at selling the 59.58 put spread for 30 cents, with the maximum loss on this $1 spread at 70 cents. This trade actually would have cost us, and I did not execute this trade. This is one of the ones that I said was forced. The Delta stock fell $1.78 over the week, so this put spread we sold is now in the money. You could exit it for 63 cents, and you would lock in a 33 cent loss on the trade. The break-even price on this trade was $58.70, so we would have exited earlier in the week if possible. The stock fell pretty significantly on Monday, so the day that you would have been able to trade this thing, the stock also fell. Now, if you don't like exiting, but you still want to hedge against future loss if you're in this trade, you could sell a call spread against it. I looked at selling the 59.60 call spread. You could collect 26 cents, so you would actually end up raising the total amount of money that you brought in to 56 cents, and you would lower your maximum loss down to 44 cents on the trade. The one spread I would not sell on this, or sell against the put spread that's gone against you, is the 58.59 call spread. Now, even though selling that would just about cover your loss on the spread, selling a call spread and a put spread with the same strikes actually puts you in a position of locking in a loss because one of the spreads is almost guaranteed to finish in the money. Right now, you could sell that 58-59 call spread and collect 31 cents. Now, you would only that would mean that all in all, we've collected 61 cents on the spread, and that would lock in a loss of 39 cents. That's what I call bad math. This is the benefit, of course, of understanding options, is you can analyze your next trade to either limit loss or lock in profit. You can also avoid trades like selling this call spread against your put spread, trades that look like you might actually make money, but they ultimately will hurt you in the end. So there's still 2 weeks left in this trade. For anyone who didn't heed my warnings last week, you certainly can watch the stock and see what happens and possibly look at selling a couple of other call spreads against it. There's actually the possibility of selling a ratio spread as well, but that's a little deeper than what we would cover on this podcast. But again, there's always ways to offset risk or limit loss, and that's always the goal here. Now, our third spread for the week was the debit spread on Gilead Sciences, symbol GILD, George Isaac Larry David. The stock was $75.51, and we looked at, once again, the weekly options, the October 12th options. Looked at buying the 75-75 half call spread, paying 34 cents for a 50 cent spread, which leaves us with a goal of 16 cents or 47% in 3 weeks. Gilead stock rose $1.70 this past week, so we bought an in-the-money call spread for 34 cents, and with the stock being higher, our in-the-money call spread is even more in the money. So now you just want to wait for it to expire at full value, which is 50 cents, allowing us to collect that 16 cents that we looked at. So you would be well on your way to collecting 47%. This trade ends in 2 weeks because it was a weekly. It was an October 12th option, and this one worked for us. So we have a covered call from last week that barely moved, a credit spread that definitely moved against us, and then a debit spread that worked and moved against. So that's like one tie, one loss, and one win. Before I move into the trades for this week, I definitely want to mention our sponsor for the week. This week's show is being sponsored by The Option Studio. The Option Studio is welcoming people into a beta group right now, so you can get their full course on trading options for a 75% discount. You're only paying one-fourth of the cost to actually be able to learn how to trade options the way I focus on them. You're not getting bogged down on a lot of Greeks, and you're actually going to understand what your next move is if you make money or lose it. So it's a great course. I'm 100% behind it because I also am working with them. Take a look. You can go to www.theoptionstudio.com. Now let's dive into this week's trade. So we always start off with our covered call. We are looking at Applied Materials, symbol AMAT, otherwise known as AMAT. The symbol is Apple Mary Apple Thomas. The stock finished the week trading for $38.65. And I'm looking at selling a November 39 call for $1.75. So this is a 7 week trade. November expiration is on November the 16th. So quite a ways out for this to work. And it will lock up some capital because of the stock making this trade. But you're looking at a 5.43% return in 7 weeks. So that's what I'm looking at on the covered call. I actually like the next two trades a bit more. So we're looking at a credit spread on AT&T stock, symbol T as in Thomas. Stock finished at $33.58. And I'm looking at selling the October 32 half put spread and collecting 16 cents with a maximum loss of 34 cents because the total spread value is 50 cents. Now we entered this spread by selling the 33 put for 42 cents and then paying 26 cents for the 32 half put. So our break even point, because we are collecting 16 cents on this, our break even point on this trade is $32.84, roughly 70 cents away from stock right now, 74 cents from the stock. So keep an eye on that trade if you decide to get involved. Obviously, these credit spreads can move on you pretty quickly, so be well aware of the risk. And then our final trade for the week, of course, is a debit spread. Looking at ExxonMobil, symbol XOM, X-Ray Oscar Mary. Stock finished the week trading for $85.02. We're looking at buying the October 84 half call spread, paying 36 cents with a maximum gain of 14 cents. Looking at collecting 39% in 3 weeks. This is an October trade. So just like the AT&T stock was an October trade, October expiration on October 19th is 3 weeks away. Now, you enter this trade by paying $1.81 for the 84 call and then selling the 84 half call for $1.45. So that's it for this week's show. Thanks again for listening. I'm very happy we are gaining new listeners each and every week. So if you enjoy this show, definitely share it with a friend. Feel free to reach out to me on the website. You can email me also at eric@theweeklyoption.com, or you can find me on Facebook and on YouTube for The Weekly Option. Take care. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.